It's been an interesting week on Wall Street. We've seen several companies guiding the street lower, Samsung and Apple for the second time, I guess, and then Lennar, then Constellation Brands. Then on Thursday was all the retailers, Macy's, evidently just having a dreadful holiday season, along with Kohl's, and then American Airlines cutting their guidance. You know, if one didn't know better, you'd think that maybe we've got an economic slowdown that we experienced during the fourth quarter, and maybe now. One man who knows and who is just back from speaking to the American Bankers Association in California is the chief economist for Comerica, Dr. Robert Dye, who joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. You know, I mean, I can see, well, Macy's having a bad time or something, but, you know, I look at this list from home builders to electronics companies to an airline. What's going on out there?
Well, Dave, I think we are at an inflection point in the U.S. economy from the fourth quarter going into the first quarter. But the question is how big of an inflection point it is. And by inflection point, I think that we can point to, especially forward-looking signs, that the economy will likely slow going through 2019 into early 2020. But it's a very complicated story right now, and it's really two stories. One is the current conditions from the economic indicators, not the corporate indicators, but the economic indicators. Current conditions look very, very good, but a lot of risk factors are starting to pile up, and so when we look down the road, we see a lot of clouds on the horizon, what we're trying to do collectively in the economics industry right now is really balance those two stories out.
You know, I look around, and anecdotally, how could it be better? We've got this incredibly low unemployment rate. We've got, you know, job demand that they can't fill. Everybody's walking around with an extra $20 in their pocket because you can fill up your tank for, you know, under $2 a gallon. It doesn't seem like it could get much better than this.
No, you're absolutely right. And so the discussion that I led yesterday, I'm chairing the Economic Advisory Committee of the American Bankers Association this year. So the discussion we've had is recognizing that in economic speak, it sounds like this. It's not the levels, it's the deltas. And when I say that, I mean it's the level of job creation we had, 312,000 for December, absolutely wonderful number, low unemployment rate, so forth and so on. And you can point to stat after stat after stat that is at a multi-decade best, either high or low, whichever is good. But it's the deltas. It's how these things are moving. And I'll give you an example of that. The ISM manufacturing report for December down to 54. 54 is still a good number, but it's well below the near 60 level that it was late last
anything
summer.
Anything above 50 shows expansion, right?
That's right.
Let me try this. I'm playing junior economist, so feel free to shoot me down. 08 and 09 just scared the bejeebers out of a whole lot of people. And that doesn't go away overnight. And when you start seeing a little bit of a slowdown, some people think, oh my gosh, it's going to be 08 and 09 again. I better shut it down.
Well, I'll give you the advanced economics word. We'll graduate you here a little bit. It's called hysteresis. And hysteresis is the concept that whatever bad thing happened last time, that's what's going to happen next time. And the real world doesn't operate that way. We never have the same economy twice. We never have the same expansion twice. We never have the same recession twice. And so even though it does look like, as I said, risk factors are starting to pile up a little bit, I don't think anyone out there is expecting the kind of situation where everything starts lining up and swirling down the drain at the same time. That's simply not going to happen.
So I hear slowdown but not recession right now. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, and increased risks. But the consensus forecast for the group I led last couple of days is for ongoing expansion, and that's my own personal forecast, too. I think we'll see a little bit lower GDP growth in 2019 and lower in 2020, but still positive and still keeping the jobs machine going and keeping the unemployment rate nice and low.
I think you offer us some good perspective, Doctor, as usual. Dr. Robert Dye is chief economist for Comerica and our guest today. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, glad to. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.